I'm going to tell you about the real Matrix and exactly what is going on. The movie The Matrix is a very bad semblance of what The Matrix is. Nonetheless, it does hint very clearly. That is, the implication of a Big Brother society controlling everybody through this vast web. This is not a unique, original concept at all. In science fiction and many other genres, there has always been stories about controlling people through this vast, interconnected web. I want to also point out there are two kinds of matrices. There is the good matrix and the evil matrix. So, in general, by the matrix, right now I'm talking about the evil matrix. We can certainly point our fingers at all the skullduggery going on by Republicans, neocons, and right-wing and religious zealots et al. And we can also point our fingers at the spinelessness of the so-called left, such as Democrats and others even further left, that allowed the empowerment of the right-wing et al. In the first place. But remember what Truman said, government is only as good as its people. Whatever government or rule exists over a society is always a reflection of the people at large. And I have found this through years of observation and introspection to be absolutely true. What does this say then? It says that a huge number of people, perhaps majority, but if not a vast minority, say 35% or more, are wicked. Living so many years here in San Francisco, embedded in the gay community as a gay activist, I have become acquainted very intimately with a lot of backstabbing and manipulation to hurt others. And sad to say, the gay community in America is very wicked, but so are all other minority groups and majorities at large. We are no different, and I wish we were. But even in the gay family, good people remain few and far between. Wicked people are those who intentionally plot for the demise and ruination, misery, and even death of other people. After all, one less person to compete with for a good life makes that person's life better, at least in their eyes. And I have witnessed and experienced numerous times people who seem to have nothing better to do than to make my life miserable or the life of my friends miserable in a number of very devious ways, not falling short of making one homeless or losing a job or even seeing them beat up brutally or even dead. This is, as I see it, just plain old raw sadism, evil for evil's sake. And I find a lot of people participate in this. So what happens when you create this evil on this lower level and it expands and spills over into politics, into the job market, into government, into the military, into the church, etc., etc.? You wind up having this wicked, evil matrix that could not have come about without the participation of a large number of people, right from the bottom of society, including the streets, all the way to the highest echelons. Kings, queens, presidents, CEOs, and so on, ad nauseam. And often, people whose lives are devastated by unfortunate circumstances, they never realize, nor do people around them realize, or people who read about it or witness it realize, that there might be some intentional deceit and wickedness behind it that triggered such an evil an unhappy outcome. They naively prefer to believe that this is just an unfortunate circumstance in a difficult world. What the heck makes the world so difficult? It's people! Now, of course, I want to bring in the gay issue in this matter because gays are more scapegoated than any other group of people on the planet. So we are victimized far more extensively than any other group, any other minority or majority, such as women, by such wickedness. And unfortunately, as I implied earlier, a lot of gays also participate in this. And under certain circumstances, when everything is right, this matrix of evil that is created by people can sometimes form a cult and get way out of hand in its power. And that is what we have today in many factions of this wickedness. Many of them not related, but more and more of them are beginning to integrate into each other. Watch out, that's a dangerous sign. And I would say that as it manifests against gay people, a perfect example of how this wickedness builds up into the upper echelon is our president-to-be Obama selecting Rick Warren, a notoriously homophobic, evangelistic, fanatic preacher. Apparently and unfortunately, Obama has a sadistic streak which he targets toward gays, and it is clear to me that he is not a friend of ours at all. In fact, he, as a voice of the Democratic Party, essentially said, "We're sick and tired of you goddamn faggots. Shut up. We hate you. We're going to spit in your face. You're going to be our scapegoat along with the Republicans screwing you over." What this will result in is a global anti-gay holocaust, which has already begun by the Muslim kingdom and the Catholic nations, thanks to the Pope and the power of the Catholic Church. And soon there will be a rounding up, persecution, and very bloody attacks upon gays in the United States of America and the rest of so-called Western civilization. I foresaw this years ago, actually in 1996, when Clinton signed the Defense of Marriage Act. I saw all the dominoes fall down towards gay persecution. We are soon to reach a time where it will be verboten to wear a pink triangle or the rainbow or anything else ascertained to be gay relevant. And you shall be bashed if you do not toe the party line, which is heterocentrism. But before I predict any more gloom and doom, I want to say that the outcome will be in favor of gay people and all sexual minorities once the dust has settled. In fact, this anti-gay holocaust, which will soon sweep the entire planet, will be the catalyst towards winning our rights. Revolution can be fun. We will have our own underground railroad, and those liberal pockets here and there dotted across the map of America will be, for the most part, safe haven for gays and their allies if they can't escape the country itself. And that is a perfect example of what I mean by the good matrix. We will soon be united, the good with other good people. But it is the gay issue that be the catalyst towards uniting everyone, more so than any other issue. Now, my predictions of this holocaust I have discussed numerous times on Usenet and in my articles on my website. I don't want to refer to each particular one at this moment. So here is the URL, www.gay-bible.org.